there, this is Christoph Goes. You'll be listening to news.
But the team came through one of my sessions and said, this is the show that she'll be doing this week.
Do you think we have babysitters sometimes?
Yes, I know I do. Since I'm living in dual realities all the time, I'm, yes.
I won't comment on that.
Yeah, right. And tonight's dedication, peace, peace, and more peace as the chaos continues. The stirring and churning of change on the planet. Change is upon us, and it's escalating exponentially. I do want to dedicate the show tonight to peace for everyone. Whether they're facing it physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you know, financially, any way, peace for all of us.
In the middle, it's mastery, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And this is really our time now. You know, and I'm going to get into that in a minute, but this is it. I mean, you know, where practice is definitely over. And so I really want to talk about this moment-to-moment change. And Ronnie, I don't know, we haven't had a chance to chat this week, so I don't know what you're running into, but...
I think topsy-turvy, a little chaos for a lot of people, things don't work out. Even in my own thing, I've made some really stupid mistakes this week, forgot things that are impossible to forget.
Oh, well, you know, don't beat yourself up and lower your resonance. Okay?
Well, it just seems like things are slipping around like that, and it's harder to kind of grab.
You're absolutely right. Things are happening so swiftly. One minute it's this, and the next minute it's that. And I'm seeing it happening with family, friends, career, money, business, the outer world, love relationships. Everything. And you're talking about it happening just, you know, even in your day-to-day experience.
Yeah, in funny ways of just not even imagining that you would make mistakes on that silly level. Well, I think some of it's really exciting because there's some kind of like higher frequency energies popping through and consciousnesses of bigger universes and so on, but it makes me slip some of the other details, you know, the physical details seem to go away.
Yes, I do understand that. I know I had a dear friend who got very upset with me because I didn't call her when her dog was going in for surgery. And, of course, I had already called in the team, and they promised to be there, et cetera, et cetera. And so I failed to call her because it slipped through the cracks for me. And as she said, that's not acceptable.
But, I mean, even to yourself, you could recognize that, but it's almost like that focus isn't available at that moment. It's sort of funny. It's like we're paying attention to too much at a time, maybe.
I would agree with you because we are functioning exponentially. And, you know, unfortunately, she did not want to hear my excuses. She said, as she said to me, I don't care about everybody else. I only care about me.
Well, I'll tell you about her. She's honest.
Oh, that's why I love her. That's why she's my friend.
Good for her.
So if you're watching the media or reading the newspaper at all, you may be aware that things are changing so fast that from day to day there are new things that just simply aren't safe anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is where I've been looking at all of this week going, holy mackerel, I cannot believe in 1 week there have been so many disclosures that, I mean, on every single level. And, you know, I'm just going to go through a couple of them here because it's so amazing. And I found myself being very detached, which I've really moved. You know, sometimes that kind of scares me.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself so detached. And, you know, they keep telling me I have to be in that neutrality all the time. And I really get this. I mean, I have to do it for the work that I do anyway. But that neutrality is, I think, going to become more and more important for all of us. I'm just going to go through some of these things that have come up this week. Water, okay? Some areas on the planet are literally running out of water. I've talked about this before. But interestingly enough, this week it came out in Las Vegas that we only have 12 years of water left here.
Hmm.
Now, that's a really big deal. Another big one that came out this week is pharmaceuticals in the water. And all the cities and counties and states now are testing water and finding the same thing. It came out kind of, you know, through Associated Press or somewhere. It was in somewhere, I don't even remember where. And everybody is independently testing their water right now and finding out that there are so many people taking pharmaceuticals, plus all the stuff that's being given to cows, okay, and chickens. All that stuff is filtering down into the underground streams, into the water system, evaporating, etc. And our water system is now carrying offshoots of all of this pharmaceutical use that humans and animals are being exposed to.
Dreadful.
And
it's very scary.
Well, again, you know, this is the kind of stuff that's just water. Medical. Now, I don't know if people have been watching the news, but in Las Vegas, we had a horrendous situation with an, I believe it's endoscopy. I don't pay much attention to names. It's where they do the colon examinations, and we have three major clinics here. And this spread dramatically. At any rate, they were using dirty needles and using the same vials more than once to administer anesthesia.
Oh, my.
And 40,000 people were exposed to hepatitis C and HIV.
Oh, my.
Now, that has spread not only to, this is huge. I mean, they've been closing all the clinics. You couldn't get, you know, an exam right now if you tried in our city. But the fascinating part is that this spread to, of course, fraud with Medicaid, Medicare, because of the way things were being administered. The cities don't have any money to inspect. There was all kinds of insider stuff going on. Now, it's now showing up in other cities with the same problem for all these medical facilities trying to cut costs. And the cutbacks have been so great on inspections and so on. And, of course, you know, I'm not one for medical. You know, I'm not a
mainstream medical
provider. Oh, no, never have been, never been my favorite thing. Mm. But this kind of stuff, and now they're seeing that it's showing up nationwide. And, of course, we had, you know, the governor of New York this week as well, who's stepping down. Lawyers. These are in every area. Lawyers. We had a major medical malpractice lawyer in Las Vegas. Huge. He's huge. Turned out he was in, and I know if it's showing up here, it's showing up in other cities. That's why I'm so fascinated by it. He was actually in cahoots with other doctors who were referring people to him, and they had this agreement that, okay, if you send me patients, I won't sue you, and I'll make sure that all my friends don't sue you. So they were all taking care of one another, and this turned into a huge case in this town. I mean, it's literally rocking everybody, rocking all of the lawyers, personal injury lawyers in Las Vegas. So I'm kind of fascinated watching all of this. The other one, of course, with the beef, which came up a couple of weeks ago.
With the what?
The beef. You know, what went on in
the
slaughterhouses.
Oh, please, yes, that was incredible.
Oh, okay. Then the whole thing with, you know, I mean, as we're looking around, the economy, jobs, cost of gasoline. Gasoline in California, you know, my son said to me this morning, Mom, it's up to $4.50 a gallon, and I was just like,
wow.
Interest rates, home values, you know, right now Las Vegas, of course, is tops in home foreclosures in the country. And everything is affecting everything else. I mean, you know, which is affecting employment and, you know, it's just a huge domino effect, not only in our town, but everywhere in the country. Mm-hmm. The stock market, of course, our currency right now is the lowest it has ever been in the world. In the world, people are coming to Las Vegas by droves from all over the world because the U.S. currency is down so much. So we're bringing in people from out of the country more than we are locals, which, you know.
And from outer space.
Yes, well, those too, but we don't.
Do they bring a lot of money?
Yeah, really. Cities and counties are going bankrupt all over the place. Weather extremes. I mean, this has just been a fascination to me to kind of watch. The 800 dogs found on a property, on one property. And this kind of hit me because I've been looking for puppies, and we've been talking about the puppy mills, and it's been very disheartening for me just to look at some of these animals to see where they're being kind of churned out, and as I see them, I can see the ones that are ill and have, you know, genetic problems. You know, it's just very apparent to me. And you know, no sense of responsibility for what and people are paying outrageous. My daughter just bought two dogs, and I went through the paperwork, and I went, oh, my God. I mean, these aren't even, and paid a fortune, and they're not even AKC registered. And I'm just seeing some of this stuff. Right now, there just is no safe place, or so it appears. So, and it's coming at us fast and furious. And I think this is, you know, I laughed last week about the fact that I started getting the newspaper and I did not sign up for it. And obviously they wanted me to start seeing what's going on in the world, that this, you know, is so that we could talk about it, because these things, as people are taking them in, you know, they're going to trigger certain fears in people. And I know you and I, Veronica, are so busy that we don't normally pay attention to all this stuff. But for the first time, I actually am.
Well, I think for me it was a choice because I didn't want to involve my thinking in it.
Exactly. Well, and I've had to go, as I said, to total. They've been very, very adamant that as I, you know, review this stuff, that I stay in total neutrality. So, you know, it's very clear, and they've been in my ear all week long about talking to everyone. About being the reality creators, the map makers, and the transformers that we all are, and staying in choice every single moment, no matter what we hear, what we see, what we're exposed to. You know, I'm going to go back to Bashar's mantra, which is, I intend to experience only good from this, to stay in neutrality, because we are looking smack dab into the shadow here. And we're also aware that, you know, as our world is splitting right now, literally, that we're looking at what appear to be unsolvable problems, and we have two choices. This came up last week as well. We either dream the dreamers awake, okay, which we can do. I mean, for everyone, you can choose a specific place that you resonate to and really literally start working with the dreamers. The people that came here to be the transformers, the change makers, okay, that are going to have answers, that are going to have solutions.
I just want to throw something in because we mentioned Lynn McTaggart last week who did the field and the intention experiment.
Yes.
And just to have people be a little heartened, they're having such scientific proof about global intentioning.
Yeah. You know,
they're actually proving it, and they've got Gary Schwartz's connection in Tucson, and they're building a miniature ecosystem with the focusing intentionally on that as an ability to, as a way to create an improved ecosystem on the planet, including the water and the purifying of the water and so on. It's like Emoto stuff, only taking it to a much more multifaceted direction.
Okay, and this, thank you for bringing this up, Veronica, because I think this is so important. I always sound like a broken record with this stuff, but it is absolutely imperative that people start claiming their power.
Yes.
And recognize that they can have, all of you can have impact on anything and everything you decide to focus your energy upon. Now, you can't hit it all. So find a place that resonates for you. If it's global water, if it's the economy, if it's cruelty to animals. But, you know, focus on the positive, not on the negative, okay? Whatever it is that is in particular resonance with your energy, because that's where you're going to be the most effective.
And all the things that you mentioned and other things that we've seen, like Enron and so on, and, well, I won't go on and on about that, but all of it is about where power has been used over as opposed to empowerment, right?
Absolutely.
And so the victimization thing is really being illuminated for all of us who do not take our power.
Well, exactly. And, you know, and this is where everybody listening to this show is in service to others, okay?
Yes.
Versus service to self. You know, we came here to make a difference. We came here to be part of this transformation. This is what we've been preparing for. And so it's imperative. It's time for everyone to really recognize that. We don't really have the luxury anymore. We just simply do not have it, of wallowing in self-pity, fear, guilt, shame, manipulation, fantasy.
Things like, I just want to get out of here.
Or the one that somebody's going to come along and save us.
Right.
No, they're not going to do it for you. But they will do it with you. So if you spend some time daily focusing pure love, no judgment, pure love into, let's say, the oceans or fresh waters if you choose lakes, you know, wherever it is you want to choose, know it and call in help, all the help. You may not know them by name. Some of you may have guides that you know by name. Wonderful. Call in your star brothers and sisters. They are waiting for this. They will join with you unequivocally, unequivocally. But they're waiting for you to do it. I'll give you a case in point of this. With the screens that we do at the end of the sessions, and someone had asked before they brought it up again about a screen to, let's see if I can remember the name of it. I remember what I asked for, but I don't remember the, I can't quote it exactly, but it was Positive Futures. And to screen out the all of the what-ifs and the fears around the positive futures. And so I asked the team, I said, can we do a screen like this? And they were, yes, we've been waiting for you to come up with it. And I'm like, huh. And they said, no, remember, we created the screens for you, okay, to lift off all the emotional energy you were taking off on from other people. You decided you wanted to create the screens to do specific things. And we did. We spent weeks working together. Whenever I'd get on the table, working together, how do we create it? How do we do it? You know, and I would work with the team in terms of what works to lift this and to lift that and so on. So that's where we came up with the screens that we run at the end of the session. I was shocked when they said, we've been waiting for you to come up with it. And I'm like, huh.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah.
So here we go again. This is up to us, okay? They're not going to, yes, they're not going to let us nuke the planet, okay? That's one place they will intercede, all right? And they have in several instances, by the way. But for this new stuff, they're waiting for your dream. And they want to join you in your dream, your choice, your decision, where you want to put your focus. Now, I'm going to warn everybody, don't do it to punish somebody. It won't work. You know, I want to get rid of all these bad guys. That's not going to happen. It will happen naturally if you put your focus on something positive. As you talked about, Veronica, you know, what they're doing in, where was it, New Mexico?
Tucson and, Lynn McTaggart's over in England. She's doing a global thing. Is that
right.
What you're speaking about?
Okay. So where they're putting positive focus, that is the key. They are not going to join you in a negative focus. If you want to punish this one or that one for not, non-disclosure of the truth, and all, won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just not. They're not going to join in that. If your positive intent to create change, and that's the place, it was Mother Teresa who said, I will not join you when you picket against war. I will join you when you picket for peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same principle. And this is why I say to spend any of our time, any of it, in fear, manipulation, or fantasy. And, you know, people are going to say or do things that are going to trigger or can trigger fear. I mean, you could drive up to, your local gas station, and if you see $4.50 a gallon, that might trigger some fear in you when you figure out, which most people do immediately, what it's going to cost to fill your car.
Right.
But we're at a point now where if we're choosing, and literally this is what we're doing, moment by moment, every choice, every decision, every time something is coming up, choosing the highest level in that moment, every moment. And literally sometimes they'll come boom, 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 where you're constantly choosing, choosing, choosing. I'm seeing it in relationships. How about you, Veronica?
Yes. Yeah. Anything that actually is maintained on a secure level. So work, it's income base, and relationships, and sometimes security.
Yes. Now, okay, that's a good one. Let's talk about security for a moment, because that's such
a... What is that? What is that, Jackie?
I don't know, but I would say throw that name, that word, right out of your vocabulary.
Okay, good idea.
Because the truth is, everything that we have known is changing.
Right.
Because that's the way a planet evolves. So, we had somebody today, and a friend of hers was retiring in the same company. And it triggered, some, because of the time that they're retiring, their insurance is going to be less expensive and so on. And she is not going to be able to retire at the same time, so she was facing her insurance being more expensive. And just kind of this sensing of possibly being left behind a little, which is understandable. Which then triggered a whole slew of other emotions. And this is where we have to catch ourselves right in the moment. When I read that Las Vegas is running out of water in 12 years, I immediately went to a totally different place. And they had pictures of the dam and where the dam level is and actual photographs of all the dried, cracked earth and so on and so forth. And I knew in that moment I'm choosing a parallel reality where the dam is full, where we're going to have water, where it's going to be fine. I'm not doing this from a Pollyanna perspective. I'm an active co-creator in this experience, but there is a version of Earth that is not experiencing drought.
Hmm.
Now, this gets into some real stretches for a lot of people, but everybody that's listening tonight is there. You're capable of doing this. I'm not going to tell you you're going to do it 100%, But, boy, you better start practicing now.
Well, tell me, I don't know if I've got this right, but L.A. was in way worse shape a while back water-wise than it is right now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And people came along with solutions. Those are the dreamers. Those are the ones that came here to shift it, to change it.
Maybe did some rain dance.
But remember, you're a person experiencing that. And this is, you know, the other piece of this that I really want to bring up for everybody. People are going to start disappearing out of your lives.
Hmm.
Don't take it personally, please. Because your resonance and their resonance, all right, very quickly here are going to cease to match. If you're choosing a higher resonance, if you're choosing a different outcome, they may fall away for a while. And then they may get it and then all of a sudden catch up to you and all of a sudden they're back in your life. This can happen with family as well. It can also happen with lovers. Great story, Karen Bishop, who has What's Up on PlanetEarth.com. She does some great work and talks about energies and so on. She reads the Earth's energy. She's got a very nice site and comes through with some very pure information. And she had recently gotten married and was very much in love with this man, and the two of them felt that this was it. You know, they were soulmates and et cetera, et cetera. And boom, shifted like that. They ended up were filing for divorce. They had split up. Their resonance absolutely all of a sudden did not match. She was going one direction and he was going a different, and made all the announcements and went through a tremendous amount of sorrow and grief over the split up and so on. And overnight that shifted. He shifted resonance, caught up to her, and they were back together.
Great. That's a good story.
I think it's a great story.
So the loss is really the attachment over specific frequencies. It's not, it's not what we used to interpret, right? Which is all done and you're no good for me anymore.
It's yes, exactly.
All about resonance.
I considered this one a real inspiration, and I think we're going to see this more and more with people that, and that's a really good point, Ronnie. About it not being about blame, it's just a matter of their frequencies didn't match. And then all of a sudden, they did. And we're of course going to see this more and more. We're going to see new people coming into our lives who have awakened somewhere, okay, and all of a sudden be drawn into our lives, kind of out of the blue, who are going to have matching frequencies or close to matching frequencies. I'm seeing this with my work. The activity on my website and people coming in that are new is fascinating to me right now. It's just happening so much faster than it's ever happened before. And that just means that people are, their resonance is being drawn into the work, okay? They're being guided, whatever words you want to use, but I'm seeing it as a resonance match. And this is where I'm seeing resonant realities, where the old way of doing things, you know, going through the newspaper and trying to find this and, you know, to find a job or struggling to do this or that, we're really beyond that at this time. But it's still going to be frightening as the old falls away. The old way that we've been used to doing things, what we perceive to be our security, which is another word, it just makes me laugh. And the truth is, if you can't rely on, regardless of where you are in your own growth, okay, if you can't rely on, I mean, not that a lot of people ever really did. Lawyers, doctors, you know, the whole male chauvinistic paradigm is disintegrating before our eyes.
I heard about a blog on the web, of course, that was rating all your doctors. People are rating their doctors and they're getting some kind of report cards all over the place. I thought that was quite cute.
Well, I think it's wonderful. Interestingly enough, in Las Vegas, you cannot get that information. You must call in.
You mean even on the web?
Yes.
Hmm.
Even on the web.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. That's kind of a bit of power, isn't it?
Oh, very much. So. Well, again, I'm sitting in the midst of the male chauvinistic paradigm and you know, where light and dark come together. I mean, I know that's why they wanted me here. I think it's absolutely wonderful. It just makes me giggle all the time. It's an illusion within the illusion. If you drive down the strip, you know, every country is represented on some casino, you know.
Ancient civilizations and all, yeah.
That's it. Exactly.
I think about, I'm just jumping back to the word security. And remember Alan
yes.
Watts in the 60s, I think, wrote a book on the value of insecurity on the spiritual path. You maintain that you have to have it. That's a high quality, insecurity.
Insecure. That's an interesting take on that, Veronica. And I would say that that's, I think that's fascinating.
I never read the book. I have to admit that.
Well,
but
know,
the title stuck with me forever. It's a very big thing to contemplate.
Well, the truth is that everything happens in the now moment. I mean, you know, if we go back to the great masters that have walked this planet, you know, they weren't punching a time card.
No.
And everything that they've ever needed was provided for them as they needed it. They never worried about whether or not it was there. They always knew that it would be, and it always was.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is a form of mastery, is knowing that whatever you need will be there exactly as you need it.
And then they weren't on antidepressants.
Well, that may be true, but we don't know what herbs they may have been smoking at those times either.
Yeah, they didn't chronologue that. Well, I just interviewed John Gray, as you know, and he was talking about the stress levels, especially of women, of course of men too, in our society.
Yes.
And that we kind of never stop, and we go home to work, and we go to work, and then we go home to work, and there's a big drive. And apparently when women are tired, what we do is more, apparently is to do with our hormonal makeup. You know, our oxytocin, I won't go into all that, but in any case, what happens is we get wound up. So we have a massive national frantic woman scenario.
Yes, I know a few of those.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's really an interesting thing, because he talked about it like a cultural wave that's going, you know, it's really going on in our society. I think that's quite relevant to all of this as well. Like, it's got to stop. We've got to move through it and really recognize what we're doing.
Well, I think, you know, this goes back to, again, people have been pushing and pushing and pushing, you know, pushing for more money, more this, more that, driven. And, you
or
know,
unfolding from the old style of being a woman, for example, and the push doesn't really have a healthy outcome sort of thing.
No, it doesn't, but I think a lot of it, especially with the young people today, is driven by having more, you know, the cars, the clothes, you know, the name brands, the Botox, the this, the that, you know, the little cute, chuchy dog, the, you know, designer clothes for the children. There is a real drive
and
to
for
have
the dog.
More. I'm sorry?
And for the dog.
And for the dog, that's true. And the whole thing with women, I was always like that, so I totally understand what he was talking about.
Yeah, it's an interesting
I ran all the time, huh?
It's actually really interesting to think that it's kind of a national thing that we have an option. Talk about choice. We have a choice of creating a different balance, but we had to get off the roller coaster to do that.
Yes. Well, I think the other thing that we're seeing, too, is that people are in crisis one moment and out the next.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been seeing
that. Oh, yeah, I think that's hilarious, yeah. The end of the world one day and the next day, it's all beginning. It's very exciting.
Right. I wait for the emails to see, you know, who's going to be in crisis today. And it tickles. I mean, believe me, everyone, I don't judge anybody. I love everybody that I work with, and it's not that at all. But again, it's, I think, my stance of neutrality. It's not that I'm not concerned for each and every person, but I've learned to stay very neutral because I feel I'm more effective by being neutral. And which segues into the next piece of this, which is to stay out of drama. Because that one will drag you down faster than anything, and it's so easy to get hooked into people's drama. You know, we've all been fed on drama. I mean, our whole media, you know, is all based on drama. You know, I'm always fascinated by the number of people that watch Law and Order and stuff like that. It's all so drama-based.
Mm-hmm. Biochemical Rush.
Yes, and, you know, or soap operas or whatever, and I've always said to people, I live one, I don't need to watch them. But the temptation now, more than ever, for drama is to step away, literally. Step back, go into neutrality. If you find yourself getting into the drama for whatever reason, look at what your payoff is, what's in it, what's really going on with you. What's your real complaint? You know, what's the real deal? Look for the bottom line here. Because I find this to be such a fascinating thing, you know, when I talk to people that are in it, and you get down to the bottom line, what's really bothering you? It's something really different than the situation. And it just hasn't been addressed. Here's the bottom line of what's really bothering me, and this is why I'm in the drama. That's over here. Here's the drama over here, but here's what's really bothering me, this issue here.
Well, what's underneath it is quite often the root to, it could be actually a root to being new, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When that can come up and out and be cleared, then the rest can go away.
Mm-hmm.
Health crises. I laugh because our media, again, you know, with the flu, but boy, if they can keep you scared, they can sell more flu shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing lots of people going through cellular flu. Are you?
You mean that kind of like deep effluent that comes up out of big change?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I do too.
And
it takes, for me anyway, it takes courage to tell somebody you're not really sick, you're just shifting, you know.
Oh, good.
Well, then you go, oh, you talk to the guys to make sure these guys don't get sicker and sicker, you know.
Well, sometimes they're going to, and, you know, that's when, you know, I'll always send the team, but, you know, I always warn people if I look at it and see that they're going through something cellular,
mm-hmm.
I recognize that it's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
And
you also, at least I do, recognize, so do you, that it has to be done. It has to happen.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always easy, and it's not pretty.
Mm.
So, again, keeping your resonance high. It is very easy right now to get caught up in, you know, I go back to 9/11. 9/11 was horrendous, but I watched people for weeks tuned into their television sets, reliving that over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I never turned it on again once it happened. I made it a point to shut my television down totally and not be involved in it because I absolutely recognized that in order for me to be helpful and effective, I couldn't go through that. I was not helping by doing it. And again, this goes back into the drama. It's not that we don't honor what happened. It's a matter of we need to be people of action now. We need to, when something, a crisis of any kind happens, step into action, not reaction. This is part of responsibility, the ability to respond. It's really important now. You know, you might as well be wearing a badge, guys. The other thing is pissing people off. And I want to say this to everybody. Your resonance alone may be enough to piss other people off. Don't be surprised if this happens to you. And you can walk into a situation and walk out and not have a clue what just happened. why you triggered someone. I had someone the other day that said, gee, I was out and saw an old boyfriend, and he flipped out, you know, haven't dated him in years, and he went into a jealous rage, blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's your resonance. Hmm. It's very simple. It's your resonance.
So it's like spiking into him and creating a reaction from some deep place.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I know that, you know, I'm seeing this with my people constantly, is that they are triggering other people. They're activating like crazy, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we came to do, is wake up as many people as possible.
Well, it's the same thing as you were talking about, in a way, of losing people and losing friends as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I had a situation here last night where I had people reacting, and I just was like, all right, calm down, everyone.
Did you stay there and stay neutral?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Serve tea?
Huh?
Serve tea?
No, they were all, I was drinking Perrier, so, you know, it was very interesting to watch it and to kind of, you know, bring it back down and then watch it shift out of that confrontation and chaos into friendly. And then I went to bed, and of course it wasn't that any longer, but.
You were the stalwart electrode.
If you find that you're triggering people, be they your family, your friends, your lovers, whoever, your coworkers, give them time to process and shift. They may or may not do that, but just recognize that if people kind of flip out, and I've had this happen to me several times in this last week, where people actually flipped out, and not at me directly, but with people that I'm close to or that I was with, and I just let it go, and the next morning got a phone call that said, gee, I'm sorry, blah, 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 and I just let it go, because I recognize it's this triggering effect.
There's another quality, too, sometimes pulling away and doing some power retrievals, for example, which I've done with you and so have other people, and sometimes what happens is you sever then from maybe some familiars in your community, like family members or siblings or whatever. And then there's always this question of, what have I created, and how is it that I'm creating dissension? What have you got to say about that, Jackie? Respect responsibility. You know?
And I'm going to say this because we did talk briefly before the show, and I'll say this one very simply. If we have family members that are in shame, and we have worked and cleared and healed and so on and so forth, we're going to trigger the heck out of them. And they're going to project onto us. Not every time, but it can happen. So when you say to me, you know, even if you've done power retrievals or whatever, if they're still running shame, there can still be this really outlandish triggering effect.
So which means that there's no discussion, there's no way of resolving an issue, actually,
no.
Under those resonant discordances.
The very good word. Mm-hmm. Very good word. Thank you very much. Resonant discordance. And that's absolutely it. The only thing you can do is to be as compassionate as you can, to bless them, to allow them to be where they are until they're ready to be somewhere else. You know, you can sit down and talk with their higher selves and their souls. With some people, you kind of see where it's going, and you recognize that, you know, there are some things they're going to have to go through until they're ready to make a shift. And this is what I was talking about earlier, with some people may fall out of your life for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They may have to go their direction until they get to wherever it is they need to get to make the shift.
And that's ultimately the same as always releasing the energy between people anyway, because we can't individuate unless we let people go their way.
Well, and here we go with the drama. It's very easy to get caught up in who's right, who's wrong, and this is not the time to do that. That's the old way of dealing with issues. It's not going to get you where you need to go.
That's just spinning the web, isn't it?
Oh, it's hooking in deeper. You're just hooking into one another.
Right.
You know, I really thought, even with my own family, the more of an example I can be, the better it will be for them. I forgot about the other piece that meant that I could trigger them as well, because I've made some changes in me. And, you know, sometimes people don't like it when you change. They like you to be the old person,
mm-hmm.
because they know how to handle that old person. They don't necessarily know how to handle somebody who doesn't react, respond, etc.
It can feel like a betrayal.
It can.
Desertion.
Very much a desertion. More of an abandonment, yes. And, you know, this is where I had, even last night, I had to do some deep processing, and I said, okay, because I went to bed, and I thought, well, something that was said was bothering me, and I had to really assess, why is this bothering me? What is my issue here? Okay, why am I not totally neutral? Now, mind you, folks, this was with my daughter, so, you know, I recognize that I am human.
Good recognition.
Yes, I am. And I had to reassess it when I came down to the nitty-gritty of it. You know, and I don't want to get too personal here on the air about my own situation, only because I never know who's listening. But I think what it really came down to for me is that I love this child so much. She's not really a child, she's an adult, but I love her so much, and as all parents, we want the best for our children. And I think where I got into trouble with it, where I got hooked into the drama, is that her perception of her experience with me was that she felt bad about herself whenever she left here, and I kept trying to figure out why. Because I never get to talk when she's around, and I'm thinking, why would she feel bad? I never get to say anything. But for her, that's real. And I had to get very clear with that, and I thought, okay, she's still running some of her, because her reality, and she and I have talked about this, for her is very real. I mean, she thinks I was a Playboy bunny, you know.
Well, it's nice to have a bit of that in your past, girl.
I don't, but, I mean, according to her, I do.
But then that's, yeah, isn't that interesting? That's a subjective point of view of your child. That must be kind of the age-old thing that goes on between parents and kids. Eh?
Well, I think, you know, again, her perception, the way she's running the story, is that she doesn't feel whatever from me. Now, I've always, you know, people who know me well, you know, and I had friends who were here who've known my children for many, many years, know how supportive I've always been and so on and so forth. So I thought it was really interesting that her perception is that she's judged and this and that and the other thing. And so, but it's real for her. Now, if this is what she's running, and I'm not making it bad or good here, I'm saying she's running her own perception of reality, and this is going to happen more and more for all of us here. You're going to start recognizing that you're going to be in an experience with someone, and their version of that experience is going to be very different from yours. And it's going to be true for them just as yours is true for you.
So it's the amplification of concurrent reality.
There you go. Thank you. Oh, you're so good with words. Thank you very much, Veronica. Very much so. And so we're going to see that more and more, and we're going to see it certainly more when we start interacting directly with our star friends, because we're going to experience them. It's not unusual for, let's say, you and I together, Veronica, experiencing a star friend. You may experience them as one race, and I may experience them as another, and both are true. Now, we're going to see that more on Earth as well. And so, you know, I tell this to everybody who's in a relationship, please don't get upset with your partners.
He turns into a reptile.
Well, you know, I'm talking about, though, don't get upset with your partners if their experience of your relationship is completely different than your experience of the relationship. You're going to see some of this split more unless your resonance is more in alignment. And it's not about anybody being bad or wrong, it's going to be about resonance and the perception of reality being totally different. And I'm fascinated by this. I'm watching this one carefully because I'm I'm fascinated how to see how this all plays out.
So how do we stay in a neutral place? I mean, you know, that reaching for communication.
The only way
clarity.
You can stay in a neutral place is to not take it personally. And the only way you can not take it personally is when you feel okay about you. And, you know, I got hooked last night with a comment that was, you know, my daughter and her boyfriend were texting back and forth. And based on what she was saying to him, he texted back and said, "Why would you stay there and take that abuse?" We were all sitting out. I there was no abuse between she and I. I didn't get a chance to talk.
Oh, yeah. But she was telling him that she was being abused.
That's right.
Interesting.
And that one hooked me. And I found myself getting angry at him, which I thought, now, boy, did I just get hooked in. And when
but this is a real issue, Jackie. What would you do? What's the ideal?
The ideal is not to respond at all, but to tell the truth. But,
you
know,
tell
you've
the
got
truth.
A group of people. The truth is, why would you say that? See, the real person I was angry at was her, not him. I responded to him instead of responding to her, which is, why would you tell him something? And I did actually. I finally asked her that.
And what was her response?
She couldn't respond because this is the role she plays is, and I got it. I mean, I was shown it like, you know, in living color in an instant. That it is her justification for it endears her more to him and his family, and I was just fascinated by that. His family lives out of the country, but I was fascinated by it
because she's got the poor little girl thing.
That yes, mm-hmm. And it's okay. I mean, again, it's okay.
But that's very interesting because it's okay for her to have that reality, but is it okay when we're being put in those roles, you know?
Well, again, it's a choice. The resonances are not going to match, and that's what happened last night where there was a clash. I didn't get into the clash other than in that moment, but I didn't get into the rest of the clash that went on because they were all clashing, and it was three generations, you know, clashing out there.
Oh, my.
And,
soul clashes.
Yes, it was a soul clash. Very much so. Thank you. You're really good with words tonight, bro.
Good.
Again, choosing the neutrality, it's the only way you make it okay for everybody.
So it's like I don't really, I am neutral about what you perceive about me and my actions.
Right. Well,
she
said it last night to someone. She said, "My mother doesn't feel guilty about anything." And I thought, thank you, you're right.
Well, that's a compliment. That's a pretty good compliment.
Yeah, actually it was. I don't think she meant it as one, but... So back to, you know, to all of you. Again, stay in the now moment, everyone. There is no way you can look to the future. It's not created yet. There is a parallel reality that is different. You can pop into that when your resonance matches it, where things are really... I experience this one all the time. Veronica, I know you do too because I'm aware of you in more ways than you know. We can pop in and out of it, but we literally can choose. It's like, you know, my little world, you know, where I walk and, you know, of course I hear about this one from my daughter as well. I live in a perfect world. And I think it makes her angry because it does feel perfect.
Well, it seems like they're being left out of something.
Yes. Well, she believes that I have no stress, that my life is perfect. Mm. And maybe she's correct. It is different. And I acknowledge that. But I also set my boundaries very strongly. I don't allow arguing and things in my home. I don't allow negatives. It just isn't allowed. You know, I mean, it's just not part of my world. And if you want to bring that here, you know, you can leave with it.
Well, it's interesting. It's bringing us back at the end of the show to being the master of creating your reality, and that's the reality
it
in which you
is,
wish to
and
live.
Being in the now moment, every moment, and staying out of fear, which is just going to kick our butts all over the place. Again, with family, friends, partners, everything, and not judging. That's the tough one. If we can stay out of judgment, because it's going to be so damned easy, it's going to drop our resonance. The minute we drop our resonance, we can't choose a different reality because we're locked down in resonance. And that one, believe me, everyone, I love you all so much. I just know that you're all here to make a profound difference. You're needed. And the only way you can be of the greatest service is to keep your resonance high. I don't care if you have to hire somebody to tickle your ass all the time. You know?
That sounds like fun.
What?
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, really. If you find someone, let me know.
Send them to Vegas. Oh, my. We can quote you on that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, here's the bottom line. Who's going to hold the resonance for the new world if you don't?
Right.
Okay? Yes, people are working on this project and that project, and we have all kinds of wonderful beings right now awake and focused on positive change, positive creations.
And global consciousness.
And global, absolutely, mm-hmm. Because we are all one. You know, this nationalism is just ridiculous. But we're here to make a difference. It's what we all came for. We prepared for lifetimes to be here right now. And I know we're running up the hour. Veronica, here next week's show, darling.
Oh, I have the woman, Amaji, who channels Ma Fu, who's a great channel teacher I studied many years ago. I'm very, very excited, and he talks a lot about, or she will talk actually about, manifesting and changing your mind and bringing the soul self into the higher consciousness and so on, but it's going to be a really wonderful experience.
Now, you're having Amaji on?
Yes. Not Amaji, the famous one. This is the woman who channels Ma Fu, who's never been very famous. He always has a kind of a covert connection with people, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very excited because he's a wonderful, wonderful being that she channels. And she's a wonderful woman after doing it for many years.
That's so exciting. And your shows have just, you've just been loaded with wonderful people that you're interviewing.
Oh, you know what? I'm learning a lot, aren't I?
You're fabulous, Veronica. I support you 1,000 times.
And we're going to get you on, and I say that every week.
Yes, no, we are.
I told the team the other day I wanted them to tell you that.
Yes, oh, no, they're getting very eager. They're pushing me very hard right now. They have some major things they want to start doing, and so they're pushing me through the eye of the needle here.
Excellent.
They want to reach as many people as possible, and they've made that very clear.
Wonderful.
A piece. Veronica and I are in each and every one of you. We love you all so much, and a piece of you is in Veronica and I. It can be no other way. We really are all one. We love you. Look forward to talking with you next week. Have a fabulous week. Stay in the now moment. Create an incredible reality and hold the highest resonance you can. Ronnie, I love you.
Much love to you, Jackie.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Blessings.